Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Hearts Home at EE Arts Family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. So we're going to go into a deeper dive. We're going to share part of a message that we got, in the middle of the night last night. As we knew the guides were wanting to come through yesterday, we could feel them wanting to come through. And so they did. So again, we're going to share. Actually, I'm going to share part of it now on Hearts Home and part of it on EE Arts, the EE Arts side of things. We might not share all the voice, but this we're going to share. This is going to be Cindy in complete trance and be in a trance channel. And again, please make sure you're subscribed to all three channels. Each one of these has unique videos. Everything goes up on Patreon, everything goes up on Ko-Fi. And again, you could do one-time donation to support the channel or monthly on Ko-Fi just by changing the number of coffees as well. And do check out EE Arts, well, actually evolutionaryenergyarts.com, I should say. And maybe we made it a little confusing where we are Evolutionary Energy Arts and where we are EE Arts, but you guys know where to find us. So what we're going to be talking about is deep. It's very deep. And I understand that a lot of people just won't get this. They won't be able to get it. Now, you might be familiar with John 14:2. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Well, again, you know, what was the mission of Yeshua, Jesus, if it wasn't a blood sacrifice? It was, in some ways, an example of how to live a heart-centered life, a life full of compassion. But then also, there was a lot of his teachings that were completely covered up and never shared, because they couldn't be shared. Again, you know, the control system is such that it doesn't want humanity understanding the greater reality that's out there. And yes, the greater reality can be very overwhelming. And so before we go further, I just want to share the concept that we are living in what is called a multiverse, or the fact that there's not just one universe. So all of existing creation that we see out there, again, it's as above, so below. There is so much to be explored. You can never explore it all. And yet it's all inside of you at the same time. There are some apparent conundrums, some things that defy rational thought. But then again, the most limiting thing about us humans is one of our greatest gifts in this reality, and that's the brain. The brain itself is what limits us, and it purposely limits us, and its limitations are a gift. That doesn't sound right, but it is. It is, because this is an opportunity. When we incarnate, it's an opportunity for growth that we simply cannot understand while we're in the physical body. As much as we try to, we'll never know the big picture until we're out of the physical body. Now, you can get out of your physical body with dedication and perseverance and a deep meditative practice, and can get glimpses and feelings and knowings of just how expansive you really are. Because again, you're not your body. Your body's a vehicle. You're consciousness, and you're exploring all different potentials from all different angles.
You know, I think it's about reaching a point where you realize that the 3D realm that we have been in is, you know, it's been given to us. All of the information has been spoon-fed to us, has been handed to us, and we just automatically believe what we are told. So when you start to go through an awakening, you begin to have so many questions, because now you're looking at the 3D world that you've lived in and functioned in all of your life, and you've done everything that they say, and certain things, very important things, are not adding up. They're not making sense. Sometimes it's a personal tragedy. Sometimes you've done everything certain professionals say to do, and it doesn't work out. But you know, going through these times when we might have heartache or fear, insecurity, things of this nature, it's letting you know that something needs attention. It's a flag, you know, but you're such a beautiful star being. You came here with opportunity to love to the highest degree, to feel anger, to feel all these emotions, to add to yourself. So in that sense, when these difficult feelings, emotions, and questions come along, that's where the blessings lie. But in that moment, it might be very, very difficult to deal with them.
Absolutely. So without further ado, I'm going to give you the recording. And again, you'll hear background noise. That's just our fan going. We keep white noise going because otherwise the dogs would hear different things out there too, with neighbors and be barking in the middle of the night. And this is the middle of night. I forget what time this came through. Probably about 2 a.m. And, you know, again, this is just our normal life. You know, we go to sleep and we never know at what time somebody's going to come knocking and want to talk. And so, you know, we record when we're able.
Namaste. How are things proceeding?
From the outside, looking in, the energies appear to be expansive yet chaotic. Plenty of time to sit quietly with your soul is recommended, to move through this chaotic time with minimal distractions and interruptions that can cause imbalances in your energy field. The deeper your meditations, the more your body will be thanking you for the time that it's being given. This should help many ailments, aches, and pains to process out and through.
That is exciting. It does feel like there's opportunity for great healing.
We feel in this life it is good to have constant reminders that upon your decision to arrive here, you knew that you would be receiving a body, and you knew that there would be different types of aches and pains, and upon receiving this body, you would be receiving many lessons that will help your soul growth and fill in your experiences from higher self. It truly is a great opportunity to be here in these bodies. You'll always have lessons to be giving you deeper understanding. Those are promised to you when you decide to incarnate. You never stop learning. You are in constant growth. Sometimes we lose sight of this gift when we get caught up emotionally so much in the paradigm, we forget what a blessing and how wonderful it is to be able to feel emotions, albeit they can be somewhat uncomfortable and the body can be achy and have pains. Just be kind to it, be gentle and understanding. Even though people cannot see it or hear it daily, it truly is a blessing to be given these bodies, for opportunities are endless. And you have many here to help you receive and process energies. Not to say it's always easy and you be in a constant state of gratitude, for that would be defeating the purpose of coming in and having all of these experiences to bring back to different dimensions and the different selves that you are. We just wish to let you know that we are always here, bringing you support and understanding and working through this channel in the many various ways that she is capable of operating.
So, to me, you know, one of the most amazing parts of that whole statement, you know, again, the stuff that we've covered before, the fact that we choose to come here, this is an opportunity for growth. But bringing back these experiences to the various selves in different dimensions is kind of something that I think would blow away so many people's mind and conceptualization. Can you conceive of that? But then again, you know, it's kind of out there in certain circles that, you know, you are a multidimensional being. You are operating on many different densities at one time.
I think it brings some information to the idea that you can have different incarnations where they kind of stagger each other, but they also overlay each other. And that's really confusing. So when you're going through a regression or past life and you run into these different ideas of yourself and different things that you have done, and you're trying to match the years up with things, and well, you know, you did this year to this year and that year to that year, and they don't match, and you're like, what? You're like, what? But it's the same thing when it comes to time. There's really no time outside of this dimension. Time only exists in this dimension. So when you step out of this dimension, all the possibilities come forward, and then you do get an understanding of it. But you know, that takes a little time to come to you sometimes. A lot of meditating, a lot of mantras, and then that information kind of boom hits you one day. It's like, oh, okay, so this is the construct, is for this life for me to have these understandings, and that's the limitations of the brain, but it's also a blessing, like Mike said.
Absolutely. You know, with Cindy's many talents, it's given so much clarity to me, and things that, you know, Cindy is my greatest blessing in this world by a mile. She has just been exactly what I've would have hoped for, and a partner. And, you know, yet, like she says, geez, you know, I'm challenging, because, you know, in the middle of the night, I'll be next to somebody else. And, you know, sometimes there's been extraterrestrials coming through, you know, of a relatively high vibrational frequency. But, you know, it's, I guess it's something that it takes somebody of a certain mindset to appreciate, but boy, do I appreciate her. I know you guys here on Heart's Home totally appreciate her too. Because it has given so much clarity to things in this life, that were big question marks. And I could see, certain, it's like looking at a map, and I could see all these different points that I know of. Like, I know here, I know there, this happened there, this, but I don't understand how this could possibly be. Well, you know, again, when we're talking and communicating to beings like we were right there, those are the mothers, and it, along with Cindy's higher self coming through. Now, the mothers, again, are Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Yeshua's always there as well. But also Kuan Yin, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Aset, Ananda Mayi Ma. They're always with us. They're always with us, and they come through. And each one of them has a little bit of a distinct energy, but they do tend to come through also as a consortium, as a group.
You know, when I was kind of conversing a little bit with someone yesterday, and the idea that, you know, you have your angelic team and you can kind of call them in when you need them. They said, do you just simply sit down and call them in? And the truth is, it's been many years in the making to collect this team of beings, because no, we don't call in just anyone. We've taken the time to get to know who we are working with at any given time and understand that energy signature, so that when it comes in, it's like, oh, okay, well, you are this person. And sometimes beings come in and they introduce themselves, and that's okay, that's fine and good. But still, always, when you're building your team, know who you're working with, one angelic member at a time. And I always kind of categorize them as dominant guides, subdominant guides, angels, and ancestors. And these come in different times of your life, stepping in and stepping out. Also beings that have followed you from other dimensions, and beings that you've worked with in previous lives. And, you know, since there's no time, beings you've worked with in future lives too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so as I've shared, you know, I know personally I was in a certain place for the majority of the time period between 1846 and 1908, but somehow I met somebody else who has been like a very subdominant guide over here in the U.S. within that time frame, and that had to be a different incarnation. So, you know, again, this is part of what is kind of mind-blowing. When we do have our dream state, sometimes, yes, it's processing. Sometimes it's the subconscious processing. You know, honestly, last night was an awful lot of WAR-related stuff and what's going on geopolitically. But sometimes we literally can move the consciousness that's residing in this physical body into another incarnation that is already underway. And, you know, it might, you could have another, you could be in Topeka, Kansas, and there might be another you in Beijing, China, and there could be another one St. Petersburg, Russia. And, you know, again, is that soul in conflict geopolitically? No, we're supposed to learn from all this. We are supposed to learn from all this, and in what way we can utilize and show love and compassion and grow. Because again, ultimately, Source is love. We cannot fully understand that from the perspective of being, having this part of our consciousness so residing in, inside of a physical brain at this point in time. We get a much truer picture when we're able to shift our consciousness, again, through deep meditative practices outside of the body. You start to get these realizations, these knowings. And honestly, to me, the most dominant energy that comes through is a deep love, And Rama just jumped to his feet because there was a rider on a white horse that just went flying by the street and down the street. And no, it wasn't that rider on a white horse. But he went full gallop through, and Rama was like, holy cow, a big dog, big white dog just went right by. So it made him stand up and take notice. We are much more than we think. We are much, much more than we think. You are here. This is a great learning opportunity, and we're coming into one of the most challenging times on the planet, but it's also one of the opportunities for greatest learning. This is temporary. This is the thing to take from this. This is temporary, and you most definitely don't end when the body ends. This experience is over in that sense, but yet the memories are there forever. Every little memory that you've ever had is recorded. Every single thing you do is recorded. Yes, that time you scratched your butt, it was recorded. That time you picked your nose, little boy, little girl, that was recorded. Everything is recorded. Everything can be brought back up. The good, bad, and the ugly. It's all learning. It's all learning experience. It's all growing experience. We have eternity. You don't have to earn eternity from anybody. You have eternity. This is why you're having these experiences.
So I hope some of this is helping you guys, and you can take this into your energy field and learn something new from it, because that's what we're always trying to do, is to bring an understanding to a world that has been darkened for so many years.
Absolutely. And as always, guys, we want to thank you for your support. Keep the vibes high. Understand, you know, the darkest of times really lead to the most intense learning experiences and the greatest opportunities to shine your light in this world. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.